One of the most significant factors that makes the prospect of Alberta actually becoming independent after the referendum on independence that Alberta will be holding in October 2026 is our proximity and relationship to the United States of America, the largest economy in the world. There's a number of ways in which a country comes into existence. Countries have come into existence, ebbed and flowed throughout the history of man. This is not a novel concept. Countries don't necessarily, and their boundaries remain static. In all of our lifetimes, we've witnessed countries form and countries disappear. So one of the ways in which Alberta can become an independent country, according to the Supreme Court of Canada in the 1998 reference case, because remember, the Supreme Court of Canada laid out a constitutional pathway for a province like Alberta to hold a province-wide referendum on a clear question. And if a clear majority say, yes, we want to become an independent country and a new nation state, then that sets a legal process in motion. One way to finalize that process and complete the process of becoming to nationhood is to have negotiations between Alberta, the other provinces, First Nations, and the federal government on the details of the divorce, so to speak. There's no certainty that those negotiations will be successful. The Supreme Court of Canada recognized this in paragraph 155 of their decision, and 154. They talk about the concept of unilateral recognition by other nation states. And Canada has set a very important precedent supportive of Alberta going that route of being recognized by other countries as an independent country through Mark Carney's unilateral announcement last September, in September of 2025, where he had the government of Canada unilaterally recognize the state of Palestine, despite not having borders,